Welcome back to Very Really Good, the podcast. With me, your host, Kurt, little Kurt boy. I am a little Kurt goblin. Hey, I'm going to be honest, man. I charge my camera all day, fully charged. I film a couple of green screen sketches, okay? I film a couple of them. Maybe I'm filming for what, half hour? And I'm like, I'm sure the battery is going to be fine for the podcast. Already so low on the main camera. So we might have to, that might die halfway through, and then it'll be just the React one. So fucking sorry, but I'm bad at my job. And that's not new. That's not new news, you know? Everyone's sort of aware of that. This is episode 180-something. I don't know. I forget. And I think that's okay. Folks, man, okay, here we go. Promo. All tickets are on sale for my tour this summer and just this year because it's going into the fall. But yeah, man, get your friggin' tickets, dude. Get your friggin' tickets. You know, CurtisConnor.com. Get them. Get them quick, all right? Because I'm not going to be touring in the States for a while after this one. So if you want to see me, just friggin' do it, okay? And yeah, because you know what? Dude, I know it's like, I try not to look at like the friggin' like ticket sales and stuff, but like it's only human, right? And you know what? Some cities are fucking popping off, dude. Like LA's almost sold out, Orlando is getting there. Tyson's, Virginia, Champaign, Illinois, like Salt Lake, like cities are doing really well, but then I'll get like some cities that are just that like, dude, I'm flopping so hard in. And it's like a couple of years ago, man, I'd be like bummed about it. I'd be like racking my brain. I'd be freaking out. But like, I don't know. It's kind of funny. Now I think I'm at that point in my life where it's like, you know what? You can't win them all. You know what I mean? If I'm flopping in Savannah, Georgia, then so be it. You know what I mean? But I obviously I'd rather not flop. So go get your tickets. And bring your fucking friends, man. It's going to be fun. Also, check out the Patreon. If you guys want some bonus content, I'm filming a bonus episode this week. And if you want to do a yearly, we hooked up this yearly thing where you can just pay yearly and save some, and it's a better deal too. You're buying in bulk. You're buying the Patreon in bulk months. But yeah, man, took last week off. Just needed it, you know. I was working on the video last minute and like tour stuff, and you know, I just wasn't feeling it, you know, and that's fine, you know, and that's okay, and that's healthy. That's like the best part of like this new sort of wave, you know. It used to be like you got to hustle, work all the time. You got to be productive, you got to be grinding, you got to act like this is Tony Hawk's pro skater fucking, this you got to act like this is Tony Hawk's American Wasteland, dude. You got to be grinding, you got to be freaking manualing revert and shit, you got to be grinding, okay? But now it's all switched up. It's all like, yeah, take time for yourself, man. It's all about like personal growth and like making sure your head is in like a chill space, which is awesome, man. I'm all for that. Cause then I can slack off and it's fine. No one cares. I can be a lazy son of a bitch and be like, sorry. some company is like, well, you signed a contract, you have to do this brand deal. I'll be like, sorry, man, I was just fucking taking a mental health month, you know. I'm not saying like you should lie about your mental health, I'm just fucking kidding around. But you know, it is nice that we're promoting healthy lifestyle, healthy living. I mean, it's easy for me because I have like I'm my own boss and I sort of dictate what I do. You know, there's no like shift for me. There's no manager that's like, hey, you didn't show up for your shift. And there's consequences to that, obviously. You know, but man, my life's pretty hard. It is, honestly. My life sucks, dude. I had a show last night. I did some stand-up comedy last night and a little hungover. Definitely a lot hungover this morning, but I'm a little hungover now. It's the evening, and that's what happens, man. I'm gonna be 28 next week, and that's what happens when you get older. Your hangovers, they last a long time. They're not just a morning thing, and then you can like have a sandwich and be okay. It's a whole day. It is an entire day of suffering. I feel like that always happens too. I've just been doing shows on Sundays, and then I record these on Monday. So it's like, and I've been trying out new material. And when I do when I'm like on tour, I'm not getting fucked up. I'm like having a glass of wine or two, maybe before, just to like give myself the illusion that I'm like loosey goosey. But when I'm doing new material, I got to get like comfortably like buzzed, you know. Because I'm so nervous. I'm just like, I don't know if this is funny, right? Even though I don't know. No matter how long I do stand-up for, new material is always so fucking scary. But it went okay. It went well. I tried two new bits, and it was fun. I used like a semi-new one that I might put into the tour. So get your friggin' tickies, dude. Get your fucking tickets. We got a lot to talk about, dude. First thing I want to talk about, a little personal story, dude. This was crazy. This was freaking nuts, okay? So, I'm not gonna lie, I'd be walking my dog. I'm not gonna lie, I'd be taking my dog for some fucking walks, you know? He'd be walking around, he's smelling stuff, he's pissing on stuff, I'm smelling stuff, I'm pissing on stuff, you know? You know, like father, like son. And, dude, something so interesting happened. So, you know when you're a kid and you're, like, talking to your friend, you're walking down the street talking to your friend about something, and something nerdy as fuck, you know? You're like, I was playing Prince of Persia last night, and I did the coolest move, and there was, like, this... Dang, and then like you're talking about Prince of Persia, something so nerdy and not cool. You know, that game's fucking sick, but something like that. And then like an older person who's like maybe like a teenager is like walking by you, and you fucking shut down the conversation immediately. You know what I mean? You just shut it down, no questions asked. Not shut it down, but you take like a break. You're like, so you're talking, you're like, yeah, so I was playing Prince of Persia, and then I was at this one level, and then, oh, wait, hold on. And then you just walk, you keep walking, and you're quiet. And then when you're out of earshot of the cool person, you resume the conversation, because you don't want to get, like, made fun of by this older person, even though they don't give a fuck, because they're, like, an older person. Dude, that happened again, but I was the older person now. It was fucking crazy, dude. I was walking my dog, Kiwi, walking down the street, you know, just walking Kiwi, and then these two kids were walking down the street, and the one kid was like, have you ever heard about the back rooms? You know what the back rooms are? Even though it's like, that's like crazy that kids know what that shit is, because it's so fucking scary. And the other kid was like, I don't know what that is. What is that? And then the kid was like, it's back rooms, like, it's kind of like, and then he, like, looked at me, they both looked at me, and then he stopped talking, and they just kept walking, they, like, shut it down, they kept walking, and then when I was further down the street a little bit, I heard him, like, resume, he was like, yeah, so, like, there's these little rooms, they're, like, these rooms that are, like, dude, and I was like, oh my god, that's me now, isn't that amazing, life is just a big circle, man, it's crazy. I had like the rest of the walk home. I was like, damn, I'm like a cooler, I'm like the older, cooler person now. That's kind of sick, you know? Cause I would do that shit all the time. I'd have to shut down my conversations when older, cooler kids would walk by. And now I'm that older, cool. I'm not a kid, but now I'm that older, cooler person, right? I don't know. I think if I could go back in time and tell young Curtis that one day, people are going to be shutting down nerdy conversations for you. Yeah, he wouldn't believe it. He'd also be like, whoa. He'd also, like, wouldn't want to talk. because like I'm the cooler older person, even though I'm me, you know. I just turned my fan on and I don't think it's going to reach me. Come on. Keep turning. Yeah. I don't want you to blow air on me anyway. But yeah, that was cool. That was a nice little highlight of my week. That was fucking lit. Also, yo, yeah, holy shit, so much has happened. I put out my Pinocchio video, a video about the new Pinocchio movie. And spoiler alert, it ends with a diss track from the original, like, Disney Pinocchio at the new Pinocchio. And I was so happy with it, man. I had so much fun writing the diss track. And then I got Dean and Jacob to help me film a music video real quick. And then, yeah, it's on Spotify now. But, like, the reaction has been so sick, man. Because I definitely want to do more music. It's so fun. Because it is like, I don't know. It's fun to, like, just, like, finding, like, the silly, like, wordplay stuff in it was so fun. I definitely want to do more music, for sure. So let me know if you guys want that. Maybe on tour I could start making more. But that shit was number one on trending. All good. While that plays, I'm actually going to go turn my fan towards me. Let's see one more. Yeah, so it was number one on trending. Yeah, pretty cool. Oh my god, that feels so much better. Wow. Also, I got myself a new shirt. It's a Pokemon shirt. It's from the year 2000. And I only wore it here. I haven't worn it anywhere else because I'm too scared to like stain it because it's a legit one from the year 2000 and it was a gift for myself. You know, you gotta treat yourself to shit that you think is cool. And for me, that's vintage t-shirts from things that I liked when I was a kid. You know, because adult life is pretty difficult and it's nice to look back on the things that brought you joy when you were a child, you know, because there was nothing else to it. It was just pure admiration for something and something that brought you comfort and just pure enjoyment. And that's hard to find when you're an adult. It is, because there's always ulterior stuff. There's always monetary things attached to stuff. And if you enjoy something, everyone's like, well, how do you make money doing that? How can you turn that into a fucking job or something? Or you're pretending to like something because that's what you think you're supposed to like. And it's, you know, maybe because of like social pressures and stuff. So it's like, you know. You know? For sure. So yeah, good start to the podcast. That was kind of cringe. But yeah, let's get into some fucking topical shit, dude. I wanted to talk about this video. Hold on, let me take a drink here out of my water jug. This bottle says, sorry for what I said while we were trying to put up the tent. Yeah. Actually called your mom a whore when we were putting up the tent, unprompted. There was nothing wrong. We were actually putting up the tent was actually very easy and seamless, but sort of just called your mom a whore.
Let's put you back there, huh?
Put you back there where you sit. And if you fucking fall over, I'll kill you. All right. So we got this great video that we got to react to. My react cam would never die on me. So, dude. And all these ads nowadays, huh? And it's good. I'm not complaining. I think ads are great, and you should always watch them, and you should always click on ads, and you should always, if a YouTuber has like a brand deal, you should always like click the thing that they're doing. Okay, this might not be one of those recap ones. So there was a video that sort of went viral a few while ago, and it's a video of inside of an airplane, but it had like religious people singing, like Christian people, I'll say, not just religious, but Christian people just singing songs while these people are on a plane. Let's just play it. I gotta watch it again. Bro, that, like, how is no one, like, guys, shut up, you know? Like, obviously, I guess that's, like, the rude, I guess that's rude to do. But, like, no, it's not, you know what I mean? You're on an airplane, dude, being on an airplane is already the most annoying fucking, like, everyone, like, stinks, everyone's farting. Because everyone had, like, a fucking 3-pound cinnamon roll for lunch. And, like, a beer. And then, like, you're like, well, I hope all my stuff gets there. And I hope they let me in the country. Like, it's so fucking stressful to be on a plane. But then, at least, like, the one saving grace on a plane is that, like, you have your fucking shit that you do. You know, you have like a book, you have like a game you want to play on your Switch, you got a movie you want to watch or something like a, you could just keep to yourself and just fucking do or work, write anything you want to do, just do it yourself. And then you occupy yourself until you're at where you're at or where you're going. Right. Don't like how like. That's the worst, is for someone to be like, okay, everybody, I know we're literally trapped in this tube, like fucking 30,000 feet in the air, but we are as close to heaven as you physically can be. So we're going to worship God because we're in his house right now. We're in heaven above the clouds. So I'm going to sing super loud now. And no one there is like wearing headphones. This guy, man. This guy, you know? He looks so bummed. Oh, buddy. Also, aren't you supposed to wear a mask on planes? Maybe that's his punishment. His punishment for not wearing a mask is they got a bunch of Jesus freaks got to be like, our God is a lit God. He's the most swag dude. Our God's a little swag lord. You know that one song. God is bae. And so is Jesus. Dude, he's so bummed. I would have smashed that guitar. You know what? What was the air marshal doing? Isn't there like a secret cop on every single flight? These people should be arrested. You know what I mean? They should be arrested for this. Is like they're hijacking the plane. They're hijacking it with fucking with song, with worship. It's an airship, not a worship. You know what I mean? Dude, I would have here. Okay, this is what I would do. If I'm like. Sitting there on the plane, and then rows and rows in front of me, people are like, all right, guys, we're going to sing a little song for you. I'd be like, oh, awesome. And I'd stand up, and I'd walk over to the emergency door, and I'd go, sorry, everybody, sorry, can I get by you really quick? Yeah, I just got to get by to this. And I'd go, boom, and I get sucked out, you know? Because that is better. That's, like, more enjoyable to me. Than this, hearing this. If you're playing like Nickelback or something, I'll pop an earbud out, you know? I'll listen. But this shit, dude? worshiping Jesus 30,000 feet in the air. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Imagine if I got up and just started doing stand-up comedy on an airplane. All right, guys. I hope you don't mind. I do a tight 30 for you guys. It's a little bit old stuff, a little bit of new stuff. I just hope you guys really like it. That the flight attendant would be like, shut up. You're sitting down right now. Why do they get to do it, huh? And he's not wearing a mask. I don't need a mask. I don't need a mask, okay? Jesus protects me from COVID, okay? That is so weird. Dude, honestly, fan behavior. That is fan behavior, dude. How big of a God simp do you have to be to take time out of your plane ride to be like, all right, let's sing it. Sing for God. Imagine being one of the pilots, too, being like, what's going on back there? What the hell's going on back there? It's so loud. Dude, I just can't even, like, imagine being on that. And that's, like, only a 30-second clip. How long were they performing for? You know what I mean? How long? How many? Was that a whole set? Like, a whole concert set? Practicing for Coachella? Is there a Coachella for, like, Christian music? Hold on. Christian music festival. Dude, that's got to be the lamest shit ever. Dude! It's true. No way. There's so many of them. Resound Festival. Rise Fest. Creation Festival. Dude, no shot. Light the Way. Hill Fest. Off the Charts. Thrive Fest. Christian Music Day. Joy Fest. Wow, dude. You think they're still, like, doing Molly and stuff? Molly Water? Holy Molly Water? Molly Holy Water. Dude. Just getting fucked up and being like, yeah, dude, I fucking love God. Jesus Christ, I'm fucked up. You know? That's crazy to think about, man. A Christian music festival where the most ungodly things happen. Music festivals are where the most ungodly things happen. So to put that together is insane. I got to go to one of these, dude. Like, what happens, man? Like, you don't, like, hook up with people there. You don't, like, dude. Dude, you know how, like, in regular music festivals, if you go there, you get kind of fucked up, right? You know, if you're, like, singling and mingling, you meet someone, you're dancing with them and stuff. Maybe you kiss them and stuff, you know? But this one, they have, like, a pastor, like, on the festival grounds if you meet someone. So you can, like, tie the knot first before you kiss and fuck. Damn it, that's funny, dude. They're like fucking, they're getting like the, they're getting like the little crackers, like the body of the Eucharist, right? Is that what it's called? The Eucharist? And they're like breaking it up really small, putting it into lines and then fucking snorting the body of Christ. That's how you do it, man. But yeah, dude, I can't imagine singing. Someone have to be like, I'd hope if I was on a plane that I'd have the balls to stand up and be like, can you please stop? Because, like, now sitting on this fucking chair, I could be like, I would say something. But, like, I don't know. Hopefully I'd have the balls in, you know, when it really came down to it to be like, guys, shut the fuck up, man. Run a plane. All right. You just hijacked this plane with God, okay? And that's a crime last time I checked. So next, they actually no, TSA should just ban guitars, right? Guitars, that's how you do it. You're not allowed to bring, you know, lighters, like not like sharp objects, guns or anything like that on like a carry-on. You also shouldn't be allowed to bring a guitar because obviously, dude, honestly, they're fucking huge. Like, that's the other thing. Why are people always bringing guitars as carry-ons when they're clearly so much bigger than the carry-on item? Like, size, right? You know what I mean? Carry-on is supposed to be, like, that big, like size of a backpack. Bringing a guitar? That's not loud. Put underneath. Put it underneath, okay? Or don't bring it at all. Have an electric guitar or don't have any guitar is what I think. Either rock out or do nothing at all. Okay, what should we talk about next? I mean, we got to talk about this MGK movie. I'm sorry. The trailer came out for a movie starring our good friend of the podcast, Machine Gun Kelly. Coulson, is that his name? Molson Dry? I don't know his name. On demand, May 20th, man. I gotta make a video about this. But I thought we'd watch the trailer for the new Machine Gun Kelly movie and get our initial thoughts on it, okay? Maybe we'll read the synopsis first. We'll read the synopsis first. How about that, huh? Okay, here we go. And Megan Fox is in it, of course. Okay, I'm going to turn my camera back on, my React camera back on, and then we'll get back into it. Okay, my other camera ain't looking too good. Okay. Sick. Okay, so the new MGK movie is called Good Morning, spelled morning, like morning, like someone's dying, like you're mourning. And dude, the cover looks not real. The cover looks like it's like a bit. Like the Photoshop looks so weird. Huh? I'm in the movie? Huh? What do you mean I'm in a film? Okay. So, okay, fuck off. I don't want to see this anymore. Okay, it's called Good Morning, and this is the synopsis. Good Morning follows London Clash, a movie star whose world is turned upside down when he must choose between pursuing his one true love and landing a life-changing starring role in a major motion picture. And it's got Megan Fox in it, because that's his fucking wife. And, you know, you gotta have your wife in a movie. And Pete Davidson is in it, which makes sense because they're boys, but, like, still. So let's record this shit. All right, let's watch the trailer. Let's see what's up.
This is my impersonation of Draco Malfoy looking for drugs.
Where's the pot, Potter? Anyone know the number to 911?
Yo, what was that one?
Like Game of Thrones or something. I'm trying to get on one of those shows.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
This is serious shit.
Okay.
My name is London.
Is this supposed to be funny?
This is my impersonation of Draco Malfoy looking for drugs.
Where's the pot, Potter?
That's what you're starting it off with, huh? This is how you're getting people's attention? Okay.
My name is London Clash. I'm an actor on this show called Good Bad People. This is Apple. We've been dating for a year.
I can't stop thinking about her. I just wanna vibe.
Okay. Okay, so he gets the premise is basically he gets a text from his girlfriend Apple And it says, I wish I didn't have to. Also, fuck movies that do that. I wish we got to stop this shit, you know? Putting the text bubbles on the screen. I hate that shit. That's so corny. Just put it, show the screen, film the screen. I don't care. I'm be like, bleep, bleep, this is what it says on the phone. And it's cool. Isn't that cool that we did that? Okay, so the text says, I wish I didn't have to do this through text. Good morning. And that's the name of the movie. Got you by my side. Oh, they did film it, but not really. That looks like shit. Also, man, what is your phone background? Also, it's funny. Okay, this is so much to fucking... first off, it looks like just the company Apple sent him a message. You up? What do you think of the new iOS, huh? Tim Cook sending you a fucking dick pic? Tim Cook sending you his Tim Cock? And, dude, the background of his phone, is that supposed to be his girlfriend? The closest picture of a girl? Hey, I'm going to take a picture of you for my phone background. And don't, yeah, it's going to be like the closest thing I've ever, a picture you've ever seen. It's going to be like, I want to be able to see your fucking like pores, dude. That's hilarious. Okay.
Good morning with the you. What the fuck?
Yo, does this look like a breakup text to you?
Yes.
Bro, okay. How does that make sense? If someone texts you good morning but spelt wrong, why would you think that was a breakup text? Again, I can't tell if they're trying to be like funny or something, but that makes no sense at all.
We're getting your energy right, man.
Oh, shit.
You're an idiot. Hope you find your girlfriend.
You're an idiot. Hope you find your girlfriend. You're an idiot.
Dude. Yeah, man.
About fucking time. Hi, hi.
Can you push this meeting?
No, I cannot push the meeting with the director of Batman.
Apple's like breaking
Why
up.
Why did that go twice?
Oh, can you push this meeting?
You're an idiot. Hope you find your girlfriend.
About fucking time. Hi, hi.
Can you push this?
Hi, 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 hi. Why did it echo, dude?
About fucking time. Hi, hi.
Can you push this meeting?
It's about fucking time. Hi, 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 hi. Yo, that's a cool character trait. That, you know, like, very unique. A person just, like, no matter where they are, their voice just echoes, you know? You know? You know? You know? That's cool. I fuck with that.
Meeting. No, I cannot push the meeting with the director of Batman.
Apple's, like, breaking up with me.
The only thing that will never break your heart is money.
Jesus Christ.
That hoe is loyal. You feel me?
It's funny because it was said by a white woman, an older white woman. My camera's about to die. This one is not dying. The React cam stays live, but the other one's fucking dying. God damn it, dude. All right. Shit. Whatever. Also, how unnatural was that conversation? I only have to like chop it up for like the trailers and shit, but that made no sense.
This meeting?
No, I cannot push the meeting with the director of Batman.
Apple's like breaking up with me.
No, I can't push the meeting with Batman. Apple's breaking up with me.
Only the thing only that thing will never break your heart is money.
Jesus Christ.
That hoe is loyal. You feel me?
Oh my God. Movie man.
What's up, Barry? Yo, did you see Apple?
Yeah.
Did she say where she was going?
She did. She actually. No, are you fucking crazy? Not necessary, sir.
I'm gonna text you.
Yeah, that would be.
I will kill you!
Dude, is this a real. I don't. Okay, also, Maude's son is in it. And I think. Is that Boo Johnson, the pro skater? Is in it as well? He's probably going to have a sick fucking kickflip scene, too. Like, he has to. And then Avril Lavigne's husband, Maude's son, is in it. Dude.
Our boy is in trouble. This is how we fix everything. We're on a mission.
Start your engines.
Man, quit acting like a bitch. Smoke me!
I don't want to.
This has been the weirdest day at work ever.
Dude, this literally looks like I feel like I'm dreaming. No, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm having a nightmare. This feels like a movie trailer that you'd see in your dream. You know what I mean? Like, nothing makes sense. It like, kind of does. But it doesn't at the same time. Like, I'm so lost.
You a cool cop or something?
Yeah, Stony Smurf. Get off.
I trusted you!
This is the worst day of my life.
Yo!
Hey!
Okay, do you want to be in love? Or do you want to be the biggest star in the world?
Oh, shit.
It's time to...
Oh, the fucking guy from Spy Kids is in it, too? Ricky Red's in it.
Oh, my God.
What is this, dust?
That's people, man.
This movie's going to shoot itself.
I'm going to shoot myself.
Directed by Coulson Baker and Madsen. Guys, yeah, just because you can make a movie and you have the financial, you have the finances to do so, doesn't mean you should, you know? I hear you. You turned off. That camera died.
Drake has a huge snake.
I don't think that's Drake.
Wow, dude. As if. And this was uploaded on Machine Gun Kelly's YouTube. Why make a movie, guys? You know what I mean? Just because you were high, you were both high one night, and you were like, dude, we should like totally make a movie. We could fucking do it. Like, me and you, we could just make a movie. And the other guy, and then the guy Madsen was like, yeah, dude, you're fucking right. Like, we actually could make a movie. Like, we could film one on, like, a camera, and we could have, like, actors in it and, like, a plot. And Machine Gun is like, yeah, I mean, that's what, like, what a movie is, but for sure, dude. And it could be about us, like, smoking weed. And that's it. Dude, and the top comments, man. Rapper, rocker, actor, director. Draco Malfoy impersonator? What can't he do? Oh my god. So it's supposed to be like a stoner comedy from Machine Gun Kelly. I don't know, dude. I feel like it's going to be dog shit, but we'll wait and see. I also said when I did the Pinocchio trailer reaction, I said it was going to be bad. And I was right. So I'm batting like one for one, so... hopefully it can be 2 for 2, but we'll see how this movie is when it comes out. I'll probably make a main channel video about it because, he's just so easy to dunk on, man. And it's no skin off his back. He's making movies. He's making, money. He's making music. Damn, I was going to do some advice, but you know what? We're already at 40 something and I got to do a bonus episode still. So yeah, I gotta hop off and do, I'll stop this one and then we'll hop over to the bonus one. So you guys want some more VRG content, go check out the Patreon and yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate you. And buy tickets to my tour. Thank you so much. Peace out. Enjoy your week.
Bye.